This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, new state superintendent Lyndall Fields has taken a step to undo one of former state superintendent Ryan Walters' most controversial mandates. An order from the Oklahoma Supreme Court forced a decision on the issue.
That's right. In an order Tuesday, the court essentially asked whether new Superintendent Fields planned to continue Walters' mandate that the Bible be incorporated as what Walters called an instructional support in the curriculum for 5th through 12th graders. Walters' memorandum also indicated that the State Department of Education might supply teaching materials for the Bible to ensure uniformity in the delivery of instruction. And he bought some and planned to buy more Bibles for classrooms. On Wednesday, in response to the court's request, Fields announced he has no plans to distribute Bibles or a biblical character education curriculum to classrooms. Because of that, he said he will ask the Supreme Court to dismiss the lawsuit that was filed 1 year ago challenging the constitutionality of Walters' mandate and the Bible purchases. Once Fields' office files its formal reply to the court, the petitioners in the case will have 10 days to respond, and then the court will make a decision about how the case will or will not proceed.
Legislative interim studies are coming fast and furiously at the Capitol. This is the time of year when lawmakers do a lot of work that often flies under the radar, but there's been no ignoring interim studies over the last couple of weeks.
We think about the legislature meeting primarily from February to May. But my staff and I have spent the bulk of the last 2 weeks and will spend most of the next 2 weeks covering interim studies. There were a few in August and then more in September. But this month, committees are meeting Monday through Thursday from as early as 8 a.m. to as late as 5 p.m., with a few Friday meetings thrown in as well. It's really a busy time for lawmakers.
A topic that has a potentially wide-ranging impact relates to dark money in political campaigns. What is that interim study examining?
Representative Melody Blansett, a Democrat from Tulsa, requested the study to look at those entities that participate in political campaigns but are able to keep their contributors secret. Blansett said we have seen several examples of that in recent elections, such as the 2024 Senate District 13 race, where Senate President Pro Tem designate Greg McCourtney lost in the primary. Blansett said an advocacy group spent more than $90,000 to influence that race, and two people, she said, contributed that money through a Texas-based company. Often, said Blansett, the groups are external influencers that do not have an Oklahoma presence. Ethics Commission Director Leanne Bruce Boone acknowledged it's really difficult for the commission to wrap its arms around dark money, but she also noted it's not illegal under current federal and state election laws to have dark money groups.
Several interim studies are looking at issues affecting rural communities. That includes one aimed at improving access to health care in rural areas. What solutions are being proposed for review?
One of the biggest problems the House Public Health Committee was told is the availability of providers, doctors and nurses, and other healthcare professionals. Now, the state began addressing that issue in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic by putting federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, ARPA money, into training programs at Career Tech and at state colleges and universities. Representatives of the Department of Career and Technology Education stressed how they are continuing those programs and adjusting them to meet the needs of students and the healthcare industry. But even then, they noted, the numbers they are producing are trailing the current and projected need, and new programs, which would require additional funding, likely will have to be considered.
How long do interim studies last, and what happens next after they're completed?
Individually, a study may last just a couple of hours or all day. In previous years, some have gone multiple days, like the 2024 discussion that led to the legislation prohibiting cell phones in public schools. The Senate has until October 31st to complete its hearings, and the House until early November to do so. And as I said earlier, there are a lot on the calendar between now and then.
All right, Sean, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get your podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.